This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
In the book of Job, chapter 22, Eliphaz, one of Job's three friends, was counseling Job on concerning his situation. Job, everybody knows Job's situation. He lost a lot. And was going through some pretty severe trials in his life. But Eliphaz took the position that something was wrong with Job. All of this stuff was happening to you. All of these calamities were coming upon you because there must be something wrong with you. You must be doing something that doesn't make God happy. And therefore all this stuff is coming upon you. And of course you and I know that's not the case. We read the book of Job and we know that's not the case at all. Job was the target of a test that the devil wanted to put upon him to prove to God that Job would not be loyal to him. Job did nothing wrong. If anything, Job did everything right. And that's why he was targeted. He walked with God. So Eliphaz was giving him what the Bible, or what the book of Job calls in Job 38:2, dark counsel. So that's dark counsel. And it explains or defines what dark counsel is. It says words without knowledge. You got some pretty good words there, but they don't have all knowledge. They don't address the problem as it is. They address the problem as you think it is. So the counsel is wrong. What he was saying was right, but he's got the wrong guy. It would be best said to somebody else who fit that position, but it wasn't Job. But what he said was correct. And what he said had a lot of wisdom in it. It just wasn't for Job. And so that's always an important thing when you're talking with people, counseling people, advising people in spiritual matters, is to get God's heart, to get God's mind on the subject, because he sees things and knows things about the situation that you and I don't know. We don't know what people are going through or what's happened or what hasn't happened, or we know nothing about the situation. So you need always to get God's heart when you're counseling, because we have a lot of things we can say, and the things that we say are true, but it may not fit or apply to the person we're saying them to. This holds true for the preacher. The preacher needs to know his audience and have God give him what to say to his audience in order to make the message fit with people. So in Job 22, Eliphaz said this, which would be beautiful words he said. He said this, now acquaint, in verse 21, now acquaint or yield yourself with him. Acquaint yourself with him, yield yourself with him, fellowship with him. Give yourself to him. Speaking of Job to God. This is what you need to do, Job. Give yourself to God. And of course, Job had done that. And be at peace. When you fellowship with God, you'll experience peace. Thereby, good will come to you. He said, when that happens, good will come to you. You won't have to go through all these trials. Verse 22, receive instruction from his mouth, get instruction from the mouth of God, and lay up his words in your heart. So Job, this is what I recommend, that you get instructed from him, his mouth. You go to His Word, His Bible, His book, and get the Word of God. Get instructions from Him. And lay up His words in your heart. Let them go deep within you. Then verse 23, if you return to the Almighty, he's assuming that Job somehow is backslidden, and he's not. But if you return to the Almighty, if you go back, you will be built up. And that's true. Anyone that draws near to God will get built up. Built up in the faith. Built up in their confidence towards God. You'll be built up, and then beautifully he says, and you will remove iniquity far from your tent. Iniquity, remember, iniquity is emotional rebellion. It's a mental attitude sin. He said, that'll be out of your tent. You go back to God and you allow yourself to get built up in the faith, and your tent can be cleaned out, meaning your soul, your heart, your mind. You can get all that stuff cleaned out of your tent, all of it out of your soul, all of it out of your mind. You don't have to carry around mental attitudes, negative mental attitudes. You don't have to carry around bitterness and unforgiveness, and you don't have to carry around complaining. You don't have to carry around any of that stuff. Your tent can be clean when you get built up with the Lord. And the iniquity is also discouragement. A believer can get very discouraged. And discouragement is negative. And it doesn't produce good fruit in a person's life. And that has to be cleaned out of my tent. There are so many reasons and opportunities for me to get discouraged on any given day of the week. And it needs to get cleaned out of my tent. I need to be built up by you guys, by the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit. I need to be built up so that my tent gets cleaned out, so I don't carry with me or live with in my tent, live with in my house, discouragement. It is the devil's greatest weapon against believers to discourage them. It is the devil's greatest weapon against believers to discourage them, because that will hinder their spiritual progress. Discourage a believer, discourage a Christian, and you'll hinder their progress as a Christian. And there are hindering spirits that Satan has, hindering demons that he uses against the church. 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Our progress will strengthen us if we do progress. Our progress would strengthen us, it would develop us, it would mature us, and it would also strengthen the local church that we belong to. Mature believers strengthen the local church and make the church a mature institution, a mature organization. So the devil's greatest weapon is to discourage believers one way or another, to hinder their progress, to keep them weak, and to keep the church weak. And thereby, the devil tries to sideline the believer for his life on earth. Instead of playing in the game, he wants to sideline them. Discouragement will dishearten and deprive us of courage, confidence, enthusiasm, and motivation. So when you're discouraged, you lose enthusiasm, you lose motivation, you don't feel like doing anything in the realm of God stuff, divine enterprise. You don't want to be involved. You're out of it. Discouraged person might quit whatever activity he's involved in within the church. An usher will quit. A sound person will quit. Whoever, whatever you do, whatever your involvement is. A prayer warrior will quit praying, because motivation, enthusiasm disappears when a person's carrying discouragement. They quit to avoid the pain of more discouragement. People are discouraged and they quit because they don't want the pain of discouragement. If they keep going, they're going to get discouraged more. A Sunday school teacher might decide to quit because she goes in the classroom and none of the kids listen to her. They're fooling around the entire hour. They don't listen to a thing, so she's, it's what's the use? I want to quit. school teacher could do the same thing. They get discouraged. Discouragement always makes them tempted to quit, to avoid the pain of discouragement. I expect to succeed, but often I don't, and I'm discouraged about it. So, many are afraid of failure. Many people never try because they don't want the pain of failure. They don't dare volunteer for anything because they're afraid of the pain of failure. There are men in churches everywhere, church guys, who are confident enough, you could tell them to go out and build a house, they could build a house. Tell them to take the car out in the parking lot, take it apart, and then put it back together again, they could go do it. Tell them to teach a Sunday school class, they're petrified, they can't move. Spiritual things, simple things. But it's in the realm of the church, and they can't do it. They can do all kinds of things. They could put up a skyscraper. But they can't do something simple in church life because they are fearful of failure. They're not confident. They're discouraged before they even begin. And this is the devil's goal and strategy against people, to keep them discouraged. We know that, 2 Corinthians 2:11. Daniel 7:25, he wants to wear out the saints. Wear them down. Make them want to give up. Make them want to quit. Make them want to stay home. The New Testament, we are warned to guard against discouragement. Ekluo is a word used in the New Testament. It means to faint. It means I just spiritually, like you would faint physically, you'd collapse onto the floor. Would have to pick you up and put the old smelling salts under your nose. This is spiritually collapsing. Spiritually fainting. People, and we're warned over and over again in Scripture not to faint. Luke 18:1, don't faint in prayer. In your prayer life, don't quit, don't give up just because you're not seeing as many results as you'd like to see. You're not failure in prayer. There's no reason to be discouraged. Galatians 6:9, don't faint in doing good. Ephesians 3:13, don't faint when you're going through trials and tribulation in life. Don't quit. Don't get discouraged. Don't quit when you're corrected, Hebrews 12 and verse 5. Don't quit when you're walking by sight. Don't faint. Keep your eyes on Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:13, don't quit in making right decisions for your life. Give up. 2 Corinthians 4:1, in ministry, don't quit.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible study.